The violence at sites in Manhattan and Washington, D.C. sent shockwaves across the country, hitting friends and family members of airline passengers and workers at the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. NPR's Susan Stamberg reports on the far-flung personal dimensions of yesterday's attacks.
Do you know anyone? Did you know anyone? Thank God, no. God, yes. Bulletined conversations in offices, on phones, across backyards today, the quick or slow, ever painful realization of loss. Now the obituaries are being written. We know some names now and fragments of their stories. On the plane that crashed into World Trade Center North, David Angel, 54, executive producer of the TV show Frasier, he and his wife Lynn flying home to California from a family wedding on Cape Cod. On the Boston flight that crashed into World Trade Center South, Reverend Francis E. Grogan, 76, of the Holy Cross Order. Father James Lackenmeyer remembers Reverend Grogan.
I knew Father Grogan when he was a young priest. In 1956, when I came to the seminary, he was our superior already, although he had been ordained only a year. And I must say that it was the best introduction I could have had to Holy Cross life in the seminary.
Why?
Well, because he just was so enthusiastic. He had been in the Navy just after the Second World War. He had a kind of appreciation of human beings and human failings, and he was just such an optimistic person.
So you've lost a real role model.
A role model and a friend.
On the plane that crashed into the Pentagon, Karen Kincaid, 40, a partner in a D.C. law firm, a meticulous lawyer, the head of the firm says, sweet, genuine, self-effacing to the point of blushing at compliments. The firm had a grief counselor in today to help them get through this. New York's mayor said the tally of Trade Center dead will be more than most of us can bear. Sue Cosgrove Jansen's brother Kevin worked on the 99th floor there. We reached her today as she drove to New York from her home in Mobile, Alabama.
My brother was trapped on the 105th floor in the World Trade Center yesterday, and once it collapsed, we knew that the odds were that we would not be able to find him alive. I'm from a family of seven children. I'm number six in line, and he called my sister, who was number four in line. And when he spoke to Christine, right after the plane had crashed into the tower next to him, the alarms went off for him to evacuate. So he had called and said, "Don't worry about me. I'm on my way. I'm exiting." And he started to leave from the 99th floor to head downward. And that's when the plane crashed into the other building. So they all had to go upstairs. And he called from the 105th floor where he was trapped. And he was concerned at that point, and spoke again with my third sibling, my sister Pat, and my seventh sibling, my brother Joe, to let them know that he was beginning to be concerned and scared because the smoke was so thick at that point, he was questioning whether or not the helicopters would be able to rescue them. And he wanted to talk to my brother, which he did, my brother Joe. And he, at that point, asked Joe, because he was worried about surviving this, to make sure to take care of his three children that are 12, 10, and 3, and to look over his wife, because he didn't know if he would make it.
Sue Cosgrove Jansen driving in hope from Mobile to Manhattan. All that we hear from sisters, friends, obituary pages are just the thumbnails, the quick sketches of lives interrupted. A handful of facts only, numbers, professions, achievements. They add up to a life, but are not the life in total. The full lives of these men, women, and children rest in the hearts of those who knew them and now mourn them, and those people are all of us. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.